My friends in Christ, would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord's Spirit would be given to them all. Those words of Moses in today's first reading from the book of Numbers were his rather surprising response to a situation that could have been downright threatening to Moses. Remember who Moses was. He was the leader of God's chosen people and their liberator. They looked to Moses for everything. For the people of Israel, the voice of Moses was the voice of God. But Moses was human too. And when he became overburdened, God took some of the spirit that was on him and gave it to 70 elders of the people, who also began to speak then in God's name and with God's authority. That was one thing. But then two mavericks with the unlikely names of Eldad and Medad, total outsiders who had not been present along with the 70 elders, began speaking in God's name as well. A fearful, small-minded leader would have gotten nervous at that point, jealous of his authority. Not Moses. When he learned of it, he expressed delight. Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord's Spirit would be given to them all. Moses was not one to place limits on God or on the workings of God's Spirit, nor was Jesus. In today's gospel passage from Mark, we have something of a parallel. Instead of those two prophets without portfolio, Eldad and Medad, we have someone presuming to cast out demons in Jesus' name. And some nervous disciples, in this case it was John, tried to put a stop to it. Jesus' response sounds quite a lot like Moses. Do not stop him. Whoever is not against us is for us. Both those readings score a point for religious tolerance and pluralism. They speak about welcoming truth no matter where it comes from, even when it comes from outsiders, maybe even from outside the ranks of believers, which was one of the great breakthroughs of the Second Vatican Council. The truth, after all, is one. It is never a private possession. The truth lives in unexpected places, as today's scriptures make clear. Whoever is not against us is for us, said Jesus. And would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord's Spirit were given to them all, said Moses. I hear something further in those readings too, a call to avoid an insider-outsider mentality. In the church, there are no outsiders. God's Spirit has been poured out in abundance on us all. The inscription around our baptistry says it so well. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's holy people. Moses' dream that all God's people might be prophets has been realized, my friends, realized in you and me, and in all the holy people of God, the church. The implications of this are far-reaching. If the church is a priestly and prophetic and holy people, the entire church, then wisdom, knowledge, and understanding are not sparingly doled out by a favored few at the top to the many and the motley at the bottom. No, that's bad theology. There is only one body of Christ in which gifts are poured out in abundance by the Spirit who breathes where it will, as Jesus said to Nicodemus. Well, all of this could not be more timely in light of a sweeping, I would say even radical, reform that Pope Francis has in mind for the church's power structures. Pope Francis, in the year 2023, is going to convene the Synod of Bishops. There's nothing unusual about that. The church has one of these synods every few years. But this one is going to be different. In the lead up to this particular synod, a word which, by the way, means to journey together, in the lead up to this synod, Pope Francis wants to hear from the people in the pews. as many of us as possible. So he has asked the bishops of the world to find ways to gather their people together, to listen to the people, and here I'm quoting from the official Vatican document, to give the people the ability to imagine a different future for the church and her institutions. Well, that's quite a statement. I think I can say without any qualification that never before in the history of the church has a consultation on this scale taken place. It has the potential to revolutionize the way decisions are made in the church. Now, exactly how this is going to take place has yet to be worked out, but one thing is certain. Pope Francis wants to hear from the people. He wants the bishops to hear from the people, and he wants the people to listen to each other. And when the bishops gather in Rome 2 years from now, the hope is that they will bring with them the hopes and dreams, as well as the challenges and frustrations that are on people's hearts, on your hearts and minds, including people who are often on the sidelines. What an opportunity for each one of us to exercise our baptismal birthright, or to quote the words of the synodal document, the purpose of this synod is to listen, as the entire people of God, to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. Those in church leadership, bishops, priests, and lay leaders, clearly have our work cut out for us. The months ahead should prove to be very interesting. So stay tuned. I return to where I began, to Moses' great dream. Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord's Spirit would be given to them all. It sounds like Pope Francis has bought into that great dream of Moses. I hope we will too. We who are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, set apart to proclaim the wonderful works of God, who has called us out of darkness into marvelous light.